With concern running high about how parents in Newark were going to get their kids to class after a reshuffling of schools in the district, the city instituted a shuttle system Thursday. New Jersey Public Radio's Sarah Gonzalez reports on Newark's first day of school.
Okay, so I'll be here like 6:40.
Yeah, 6:40, 6:30 is great.
Okay.
All right, Mom, thank you.
All right.
You'll be fine.
At University High School, one of the pickup locations, five school buses showed up for just 10 students. A few drove off with just one kid inside. The shuttle is an option for about 3,000 students in the district whose schools were closed or relocated as part of a school reform plan. Altar Lynch showed up holding her 9-year-old's hand to get more information about the free shuttle. Her daughter was placed at Manchester Elementary, half an hour away from where they live.
It was not my first choice at all. It's actually like my sixth choice. I'm not too happy about that.
But she is happy about the shuttle service, and so is the mom of Javon Willis.
She actually is. She doesn't like me taking the city bus.
Javon, not so much. The eighth grader had to show up at 6:45 a.m. to catch his bus, more than an hour before the start of school. Resident Phyllis Gilmore says that makes her nervous for when the mornings become dark.
Yeah, because it's so dangerous. So much is happening. I don't think they should be out in the dark waiting on the bus, no.
Superintendent Cami Anderson says many of the frustrations parents have about her new policies stem from there not being enough quality schools in the city. She says just one in four schools are considered good, and that's why many students couldn't get the seats they wanted. Anderson says the demand to attend the few quality schools in the city isn't new.
What is new is our ability to make sure there's equitable access for every single family, as opposed to just those who have the time and the resources.
Students can now leave low-performing neighborhood schools more easily. But under the new enrollment system, many kids were turned away from their neighborhood schools, told there weren't enough seats and that they could not attend. Newark Mayor Raz Baraka says parents deserve that option.
To have some idea of where your kid is going to go to school and make a decision about whether they get to go to school across the street from your house.
Close to 75% of students did get placed at one of their top five school choices. But many parents say that those fourth, fifth, and sixth options they were asked to list were never really schools they wanted to send their kids to. And one of the biggest concerns parents have in Newark is safety. Yolanda Johnson's 11th grade son, Taewon, was assigned to El Shabazz High School in the South Ward.
That's a whole different neighborhood for us. We're not familiar with that neighborhood.
Johnson says going to a neighborhood you didn't grow up in as a young black teen isn't necessarily safe in Newark.
If you're not from that neighborhood and you're not a familiar face, they're going to try you. So you are a target, an easy target. I can't do that. No.
She went down to her local school and asked for her son to go there, even though he wasn't assigned by the district. She says she got him in. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.